डिक्टेशन फॉर फेक ऑर्डर, FAYCARTER, डेट ऑफ सर्विस इज 7/31/2023, डेट ऑफ बर्थ इज 9/22/1958, डेट ऑफ एक्सीडेंट 5/13/2022. Fake order is here for a evaluation for follow-up visit. Initially, she was involved in a rear-ending accident on 5/13/2022. In this accident, she was T-bone, not rear-ended, T-bone on the driver's side, leading to headaches and pain in the right shoulder and left shoulder, headaches, pain in the neck and the lower back. The MRIs that were subsequently done showed a partial thickness tear of the distal supraspinal tendon. 50% of the tendon was involved in the right shoulder, along with anterior superior glenoid labrum tears, AC joint degenerative changes. She also had multi-level disc herniation in cervical as well as lumbar disc. The patient chose to have conservative treatment. She was advised about lumbar epidural and cervical epidural and injection to the shoulder, but she never arrived for those treatments. Only one epidural injection could have been done on June 2, 2023, and one injection to the shoulder area to 10/24/2022. The patient had many excuses of transportation issues and this and that. Eventually, she had never came. She has been choosing to have a conservative treatment and medications only. Currently, her pain is around 7 to 8 in the area of headaches, neck, lower back, mid back, and right shoulder. And she is able to lift her arm up to 160 degrees of abduction. Physical therapy has been helping her, and ADLs are affected 7, while the pain level varies from 6 to 8. 50% improvement has been listed by the patient. She is currently on naproxen, haloperidol that are helping her. She does report some numbness and tingling of the right fingers, especially second and third, and the shoulder pain is constant. She does drop her phone, but she has never arrived for her injection treatments. At this time, she is doing massage and other conservative treatment, including chiropractic treatment. Please review the chart for ADLs for system review, for additional history, as well as for substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination, one blood pressure is 142 over 59, pulse is 70, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of S531-2023, dictation number 0602-053, along with diagnosis. Plan is to continue the medications, which are Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Pyrazine 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches, Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Patient denied, didn't want NSAID at this time. Her MAPs have been reviewed and labs have been reviewed, and patient is found to be in compliance. The MRIs were reviewed, and patient was again advised about the role of injection treatment and possible surgical consultation regarding her cervical and lumbar issues as well as for the shoulder issues. But the patient declined to see any orthopedic surgeon or a neurosurgeon. Other than that, the patient is stable, and she'll continue her physical therapy 2 times per week in the affected area of neck and lower back and the right shoulder. And she remains off work. Housework replacement have been ordered also. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.